Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. Tonight, I am with Vicky Rickett from Triad Spirit Investigations and also Dark Sun Rising. It's a podcast on Para X Radio Network. How you doing tonight, Vicky?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you came on.
I know. It's been a while since we've talked, so I'm excited.
It has been a while. It's been a couple years, actually. Yeah.
It has. Yes, definitely. Gosh, time has flown so fast.
I know. It just seems like yesterday, pretty much. It's ridiculous. I feel so old. Because it's probably been, what, 5 or 6 years at least, hasn't it?
I was, maybe even funny. More. Yeah, I was trying to figure out when that might have been, and it had to have been 2016, 2017.
It wasn't I think it was even earlier than that because I've been living here since 2017 and it was way before then. So it may have been 2015. Good Lord.
Okay. I'm a little older than I thought it was. Okay.
Thanks. I know. But hey, you know what? We don't look it. We're good.
We go.
So, hey, we're still looking good.
Gotta love the camera smudge that we can do here.
Right. Oh goodness. Well, Vicky, I met her at Mackie's. She came out and did a tour. And I don't know if we ever talked about it. Did you guys even get anything when you were there? Was it active or not so much?
It's funny because I don't think we had anything, anything on, we didn't get anything good on tape or anything like that or any good EVP. But the thing that got me is I think we were standing there talking, and I don't know if you remember
at the bar.
This. Yeah, we were standing at the bar talking, and I was wearing shorts because it was during the summer.
Yep.
And I felt a cat wrap itself around my leg.
Oh yeah.
And walk away. And I was like, I brushed my leg and I made this face and you were like, you okay? And I was like, I think an animal just touched me. And you're like, yeah, there's a cat. And I was like, yep, that's what it felt like.
Yep. Shadow the cat.
Yeah.
Which little shadow.
And it was very obvious because you know how a cat wraps itself and its tail will wrap around you as well as it moves. That's what it felt like. And it was totally bizarre. I've never had that happen before.
He doesn't do that to a lot of people, just a few.
I must have been special that night.
He must have liked you. We've actually got him meowing on camera.
Oh, really?
And I have a picture of him as well, which
that's cool.
I look at it all the time and still amazed.
That's very cool.
He's our buddy. He's a typical cat, though. He won't come when he's called. He will show up when he wants to show up and only if he wants you to pay attention to
him. He feels like
being
seen, huh?
Yes, exactly. He's
funny. That's why
he likes to scare us though, because he'll run right in front of me and it's a shadow, so it's real quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, you little shit, because it always scares the hell out of me because I'm not expecting it,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so funny. He likes to joke around and stuff like that. But yeah, he's one of my favorites there.
But other than that, I don't recall having any major experiences. It was definitely a very cool spot. It was a cool building. We had a great tour with you. We went and looked at the portal and all that stuff. And it's just a cool building. Like the whole floor is all wonky and it gives you a weird vibe. And
yes,
we definitely enjoyed ourselves there, but I don't think we had anything other than the cat. I don't think I recall anything of super interest happening.
Yeah, that happens more often than I'd like it to.
That's the name of the game though.
It would
be nice if it was like on TV when you walk in and immediately things start popping off, but
because that's
never
that's
that way.
Yeah, the TV investigators, they're just super awesome investigators, so everything happens to them.
They just draw it on somehow and there you go. Yeah.
Oh Lord, look, don't even get me going down that rabbit
that's a whole
hole.
Different conversation. Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Oh gosh. So tell me a little bit about your paranormal team and then about your podcast that you do.
Sure. So I will, let me preface by saying that, since COVID and all that, our team has been pretty quiet. We haven't done a lot in a couple of years. one of the team members moved away, so we have not spent a lot of time together. And then the other team member retired. So we just try to, mostly it's me going out. My other teammate, Shelly, will join when she can. She's the one that moved out a little bit. But then COVID. So we haven't done a whole lot. We actually have been together since, I think, 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. So I was a member of another team for a couple of years. And when that broke up, a couple of us started a new team and started hanging out and doing some stuff. So that's kind of how that was born. It was just born from another team that wasn't doing it anymore. So,
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So other than that, I mean, we've gone and done a lot of fun stuff together. We've been out to Mansfield. We've been out to, you know, we've gone and team up with other teams sometimes. So we have friends that are parts of other teams, and sometimes we just kind of get together. So we have like sister teams that we do stuff with. So, you know, you always need to get 8 or 10 people together to do something. So not everybody's always available. So sometimes we gather up with other people, but, so try it has been kind of chugging along. It's been a little quiet lately, but hopefully this year, now that we're getting mostly past COVID and, you know, things are getting a little easier.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, definitely. hopefully the weather will break before too long and we can get out and do some stuff, because I know that I just went to Pennhurst in November.
Oh, so lucky.
It was awesome and really cold. And I'd forgotten how cold it is in those buildings.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be waiting to spring to do anything new and exciting, but hopefully we'll be out and get at least a couple investigations out this year. So we'll see.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well,
before we get into like stories and stuff, talk about your radio station or your radio show that you guys do.
So I am a co-host of Dark Sun Rising, and we are on the Para X Radio Network. So we have a live show every Monday night at 10, and then the live shows get edited and broadcasted and then put into our podcast sites, Podomatic and all those other places. But we do live shows every week, and quite often we have guests and chat about various things. And I know we talked a little bit before, Dark Sun Rising really does a lot of topics. We don't stick to just paranormal. We do true crime. We do aliens. We do flat earthers. We do, I mean, you name it, we run the gamut. We've had some pretty cool guests on, so it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing it. So hopefully someday, you know, I'd love it to be my daily job, but we'll see.
Absolutely.
We'll see, but it's a good time. We like it.
I tell you, girl, how do you maintain composure when you're talking to people like the flat earthers? I don't know if I could do it.
It can be hard. So, one of the things is we're not on video, so it's live mic'd, you know, recorded in that manner. So, which is a good thing, because very rarely do either Eric or I, Eric Brumble is my co-host. Neither one of us need to see each other's faces while we do this, because it would never work. Because I can't control this at all. It's fun. You have to really just set aside your own personal opinions.
Yeah.
And just try to focus on their story, what they're saying. Don't debate it, you know, just come at it from a very scientific, like, as an interview, you're looking at it as an interview, and just get what you can out of it.
I need to learn from you, because I would like to interview people like that, but
it's interesting.
I'd be sitting there and be like, this motherfucker, I can't believe you just said that.
You know, the mute button is your friend. like I said, if we had video, it would be a whole different story, because there's sometimes you're just like, oh my God. It's fun. It's interesting. You never know what you're going to get. Some of them are pretty interesting. Some of them are pretty wacky.
I can only imagine.
The conspiracy theorist guys are always fun.
Oh my gosh. I think I would, because some of them are, because I get into some conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. Like the one that they say that the moon landing was fake, that infuriates me to no end.
The flat earther guys, that's the big one for them. So yeah, that's
seriously,
they go hand in hand. Yes.
Oh Lord. Yeah. See, I would be debating. I couldn't help. I don't think I could stop myself.
well, you know, and my partner, Eric is phenomenal at research, and he's a really super, super smart guy.
Yeah.
So he does a great job with posing questions that take the opinion out of it. And that's really the goal and the key, is to keep your own personal opinion out and just ask real interview type questions and then just go from there, you know?
So he kind of throws the facts out at him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so he does he is he's our research guy. I won't pretend it's me. We do talk about it. We do come up, you know, I come up with my own questions when we're talking. Uh-huh. But he gives the bullet points, and he does a fantastic job at making sure that those bullet points are simply factual. Like, tell me about mm-hmm. this thing that happened and why you think it happened, and you know, that kind of stuff. So, but it's fun. You never know what you're gonna get.
That, I mean, you'd have to have bullet points like that to stay on track.
Yeah.
Because normally with my interviews, I don't come up with questions, because I like to just have a conversation. I like it mm-hmm. to be natural mm-hmm. and things like that. Now, when we interviewed my friend Amarika for when she was on in the movies, we did have questions
mm-hmm.
just because there were certain things I wanted to ask and not forget and stuff like that. But I mean, mm-hmm. I've never come up with questions like for any of my paranormal shows, because it's just I want to talk,
right?
And just
right.
be natural, and right. I'm a motor mouth anyway, so I don't have problems coming up with topics to talk about. So, you know,
and sometimes if you're with a guest that is a topic that is far removed from what you do or what you're mm-hmm. familiar with, it yeah. helps to have those bullet points, just because you want to make sure that you're having a coherent conversation about their topic, and it is their topic, so you have to make sure that you're staying on point with them.
Yeah.
And just to kind of, our show is live only for an hour, so we have roughly 55 minutes
uh-huh.
to make sure that we get everything in that we have to get in. So having the bullet points really does kind of help with that too. Because sometimes if you've got a great interview going on, mm-hmm. the person will go, and sometimes they do all the talking and you don't even ever have to say anything. So you right. know, sometimes you have to break in just to slow them down and say, okay, we got to take a break now. So,
yeah,
you know, it's all good. It's a lot of fun.
See, though. That's one good thing about having a live show. Cause then you don't have a choice but to kind of stay on topic. Mm-hmm. Whereas mine is not. So if I want a 2-hour episode, I can have a 2-hour episode.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, yeah. I don't know if I would like doing live or not. Cause I don't know if I can control my mouth enough to be able to do.
It is definitely a different vibe and it's a different mindset, but they're both equally fun in their own way. So
yeah.
Just kind of, yeah, you know, the live part just takes practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely. Yeah. It's like, well, I mean, even if I live stream on social media, I'm still not censoring myself. So we can't really count that either. So
yeah. So we do have to like make sure that there, you know, we don't say words that we shouldn't say live on air and stuff like that.
You guys,
so sometimes we have to.
So well, you guys can't really cuss much then, really?
We
I guess.
Can, but we also keep in mind that because we're a large network, that mm-hmm. we try to remember that sometimes there are people listening to our show that may not want to hear cuss words.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Just sort of self-censor a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that there's anybody pushing a button on us, but just to kind of, you know, keep it, you know, PG-13 somewhere in there.
We thought about that, but then I'm just like, you know what?
Fuck it.
They're going to mark us. Exactly. They're going to mark us as explicit anyway, because of the topics we're covering.
Right,
so
right.
Fuck is one of my favorite words.
It might be one of mine too. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Feel free to use as much as you want to on my show. We're totally fine.
Okay, good. Let me just get them out there now.
Oh my God, I love it. Oh, I love it. All right. So, and you said your show is on Monday nights at 10 p.m.?
Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yep.
And how do we find it?
If you go to, it's obviously internet radio. So it's www.paraxradionetwork.com.
So PARAX
mm-hmm.
network.com.
Radio network.com.
Perfect. All right. And yeah. I'll put a link to that too.
Awesome. I appreciate
in the description.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
All right. So what got you into ghost hunting? The same old question we always get asked.
And I bet you my answer is probably different.
So, oh, okay.
So I went to high school with a guy who was the leader of Adventure Myths was the name of the group. And they were doing paranormal history documentaries, like mm-hmm. filming documentaries. And he decided he needed some voiceover work done. And we started chatting about it. And so I sent in some samples and he asked me to do the voiceovers for two of their videos. As we started to do that, he was like, you know, you interested in doing this sometime? And I was like, absolutely. Because this, you know, I mean, those of us in that do this is something that we've always loved. Even if you yeah. didn't know what to do with it before,
yeah.
when you were a kid, you had the Ouija boards and you watched all the ghost yes. movies and you played, you know, all the silly games and all the stuff. So,
oh yeah.
And I, you know, grew up next to a graveyard and we spent a lot of time there.
Oh,
so,
cool. Nice.
Yeah, you know, so it's just kind of always, you know, it's in your blood, right? Yep. But so the voiceover work is what got me into it. And then they asked if I wanted to come on an investigation. So I did. And my very first investigation was an overnight in a location. We stayed at the location, and there was only four of us in the building. So
Oh,
I had an
wow.
entire haunted floor to myself, my very first time out.
That is
It
badass.
was crazy. It was
Did you have a
crazy.
lot of stuff happen?
Yes, actually.
Really?
So
Wow.
yeah, so we were in Jordan Springs in Virginia,
Okay.
which is a large building that's now they use it for like conventions and weddings and stuff like that. But it's gone through like every old building, it's gone through all the iterations of different stuff that it's done. It was a Civil War hospital.
Oh, man.
At one point they used it as a it was like a party spot. They had like a casino and like all kinds of stuff. They
Oh, gosh.
had crazy things like that going on. At one point, I think even before that, it was a monastery.
Oh, my gosh. You got
Yeah, so
some
it's like
heavy
it's one of
hitters
those,
there.
yeah, so it's been a lot of weird stuff.
Wow.
And so the floor that I slept on was the main floor at the bottom, and next to it was where the monastery was. And so all night while I was desperately trying to sleep with my headphones in, staring at the walls, I could hear footsteps walking around the whole night. And there was only three of us in the building, and the other people were on different floors
You were actually sleeping by yourself.
by myself.
I have never done that to this day. Never done
Yeah, I don't know that I'll ever do it again,
that.
but I had a comfy couch, but like I said, I headphones in, staring at the ceiling all night long. It was crazy. It
Oh
was crazy. But we
gosh.
ended up with a whole lot of really awesome evidence out of that investigation. We went there a couple of times. We have one of our best videos in that group. They set up, so they had like a suicide bathroom. I think
Oh
every old
God.
building's got one of those. So the story was that there was a salesperson, like when it was a casino of some sort, some sales guy came there on his route or whatever and spent the weekend there and apparently lost all of his money, like all of his sales money, whatever it was he sold, he lost all the money from it. So apparently he hanged himself in the bathroom. So that the story was that there was always a lot of people that had experiences in that bathroom, like, just creepy things, whatever. So we one of the guys set up a sleeping bag and slept on the floor in the bathroom, and they crazy. And they set up a still cam, like a camera that was running all night on a chair right outside the doorway of the bathroom, and they had a little laser grid popped into the room so that you could see the whole interior of the bathroom and the IR light. And then at one point in the middle of the night, something black leans in the camera frame, blocks out the grid, and leans back out.
Oh my
And it's
God.
the most amazing. Like, it really is a good catch. It was really cool
Oh, that gave
because
me
you can't,
goosebumps.
yeah, you like, there's no way to, no matter what you try to do to debunk it, because you can still see my guy is in there snoring, like on the floor. He has no idea what's going on. The next guy's one floor down, and I'm all the way at the bottom. Yeah, and there's no other sound. There's no, like, clearly nobody's walking around. It was just a really cool catch. We used to get a lot of
Man.
interesting stuff out of that building. Actually, I'd like to go back. It's been a long time, so.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so that was like the first trip. It
God, that I mean that had to totally hook you after
did.
that.
Absolutely. It
Yeah.
absolutely did. Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm in. And I got to do a lot of really cool stuff with those guys. We went out to the Stanley Hotel in Colorado and
Okay.
went there for
Did
a
you
week and
have any
filmed.
experiences there? 'Cause
Yes.
I don't know if it's really haunted. Is it really haunted?
I think that's kind of a weird term to use, whether or not something is or is not haunted.
Okay.
We definitely had an experience or two. And again, this is we were filming. So we went out there for 5 days.
Oh,
And
wow.
we were filming a documentary about the Stanley. So we each got to stay in the haunted rooms, and we haunted rooms, and we shifted around, and so everybody got a turn to be in different spaces.
Oh, okay.
But I was in, we were filming, and I was in Lord somebody's room. I don't know. It's the famous one where Jason and them from Taps had the table move on them.
Oh,
You know
yeah,
what I'm talking
no.
about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but just because that's the frame of reference.
I got you.
So I was sitting in the closet, inside the closet, because apparently supposedly the closet door opens and stuff. And I was sitting like Indian style on the floor with a spirit box. doing a spirit box session, and one of the guys is filming into the closet, and he sees on camera this weird like light anomaly that looks like a hand.
Oh.
Reaches out at me like this.
Oh.
And you just see it on camera. Like, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I didn't feel anything, but it is definitely on camera.
Oh gosh.
So, you know, was it something? I don't know, but it's a really cool shot. It definitely doesn't look like a bug. It definitely, you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of go through the possibilities and you can't pinpoint anything.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Yeah.
Well, that's so interesting.
We had a couple of little, you know, different experiences. We went and bought singing bowls and used them in the conservatory in the music area and different stuff. So
do you use singing bowls when you investigate?
I haven't. The only time I've actually ever used it was when we were at the Stanley, because we bought it there and we use it in the music hall there where they would have the concerts.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the basement in there.
Okay.
So I have it and I keep it. I haven't taken an investigation, but now that you say that, maybe I should.
You know what? I've never thought about doing something like that.
Yeah. And I don't know what, you know, at the time it made sense because it was the music hall conservatory where they would have the concerts and have the orchestras and stuff like that. So having the sounds, especially in those acoustics, made a lot of sense. And they made for really cool filming, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? So it made cool for a picture.
You know what? That may be good to use for, you know, instead of like white noise or something, because
just to like get some energy
it has
ringing.
That different frequency to it. So maybe spirits can use that to help better come through. That I may have to try that.
Yeah. I mean, and it's something. Yeah. You know, now that you've mentioned it, I think I probably will too. It's just sitting upstairs.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Go on. Yeah. See? That'd be a cool experiment. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes interesting sounds and who knows? Who knows what you get?
Interesting. Yeah.
That was a cool place that I went. We went to the Shanley in New York.
You know what? I am so jealous because we actually booked the Shanley because we were going to go out there last spring and it was just one of those doom trips that we actually ended up canceling. So we lost a lot of money on it.
Man, that sucks.
Oh, so how was it?
It was phenomenal. Not going to lie. So this was, this was several years back. So this was with my current team and then friends from MD Paranormal, friends from Spirit. So a whole bunch of us got together and rented the place for the whole weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. This is when Sal was still living. And he was just amazing and sweet and took such good care of us. And like, he was the hostess with the mostest. He really, like, he made sure you had, like, he put out cookies and cakes and coffee. Like, he really enjoyed having people in his hotel doing what we do, but he stayed out of the way. You know what I mean? He didn't get interfere, but like, he would make sure you were comfortable. You know, it was like going to bed and breakfast. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's lovely.
It was, but, from a paranormal yeah, there was a lot of stuff. So the upstairs in the Shanley, I'm sure you're familiar, was where the whorehouse was.
Yeah.
And we have some amazing EVP from up there.
Seriously?
Oh my God.
Have them?
We do. Yeah. I'll have to ask Eric for it. Cause there's one where he is talking and he's holding the recorder, one of the guys, and you hear the most hoary moan that you're ever going to hear on tape, and it's phenomenal.
Oh my God. So I've got to hear this.
This shit's my second language.
What was that?
It's really good.
And that is awesome.
Then we had a so Rebecca and I we were, so they have like a home team that does, you know, that kind of leads you. So there's a couple of guys that come in and do the investigations with you. We were in one of the rooms upstairs in the whorehouse. And apparently one of the ladies was very attracted to and like very like kept this guy all to herself. She was very protective of him.
Okay.
So she really liked him. So we're sitting upstairs and like, we're all laying on the bed across the bed. It's like, it's me and then the guy and then Rebecca, and we're all just laying there talking. And Rebecca she's clairaudient. So she can hear some things. So we were talking and apparently she was not, the ghost was not happy that we were sitting so close to her friend.
And
she made it known. And then on EVP, we have her saying, don't touch him.
And
it's clear as a bell. Yeah, it was phenomenal. Because you hear it right after Rebecca goes, because she was saying something about she's not enjoying or she doesn't appreciate this or she doesn't like us sitting here or something. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I'm sure it's fine. And she says, you don't hear what I hear. And then you hear the EVP say, don't touch him.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah, so we definitely saw that.
That's that really is cool. Incredible.
it was on point. Perfect. Like you couldn't mistake it. And then the timing was perfect. So.
Oh gosh.
You can't hear what I hear.
Touch. We should share.
Yeah, the shambling was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We played some cards downstairs and
man, now I'm pissed off we didn't actually do it. We're gonna have to go back and do it then.
I'm sorry.
Hey, where are you in Connecticut?
No, I'm in Maryland.
In Maryland, okay.
Mm-hmm. Southern Maryland. Yep.
So if we did book the shambling sometime, would you want to come up and do it with us?
Heck yeah, man. That place is awesome.
All right.
Awesome. I don't know the family members that are handling it now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've talked with them. I don't know how they're doing things there.
I let Laura handle them. Yeah, she kind of does all the bookings and stuff for us. So.
Yeah, let us know because there's definitely a couple of us that would go with you.
Awesome. That'd be great.
Eric.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
We're up there, so.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it was a good place. It was a good time.
So plus, where are some other places that you've loved to go that you've had some cool experiences in?
Gosh, of course, you know, as we talked before, so I've been to Trans-Allegheny a bunch of times.
One of my faves, absolutely.
Yeah, I really, really love that place. We've been there, I would say 5 times.
Did probably. You do privates all 5 times? So you've had the building to yourself all 5 times? I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been there. I'm trying to remember if I've been there when they had a public event going, and I don't think so. Yeah, we've always managed to swing a small group of like 15 of us, I think.
Yeah.
So we've always had a really good time there. We've got a lot of EVP and, you know, just kind of the general stuff, nothing knock your socks off, but, it's just a cool building. I haven't had a whole lot of experiences there. My friend Eric, he always described it as a shadow creature.
Really?
Yeah. So like he actually ended up having somebody come back and draw a picture of it because he saw something that was like not quite humanoid, not quite complete shadow. Mm-hmm. And it was like crawling along the floor.
Did you see with Nick Groff, the paranormal lockdown where they did at Trans-Allegheny?
Not remembering if I did. I probably did at some point, but I don't remember.
Because they supposedly caught something on camera. Exactly what you just described.
Mm-hmm. That so would that make sense. Yeah.
Is interesting because that means they didn't actually fake it. That's kind of cool.
You're shocked to hear it. Yeah. Yeah. It was actually two of my friends, Eric and Ken, both saw that thing. Whatever that thing was,
oh, God, they that both saw freaked it. At me the same. Out.
They were together. Yeah. There was a certain hallway up there that they
I saw that. Creepy crawly things. I'm fine not ever seeing
you. Yeah, I'm my feelings are hurt that I missed that. It's cool.
I'll
look at your picture. It's fine.
Oh yeah, but oh when I go back there and be I'm gonna be thinking about that next
now
time I go there.
Yeah. I think it's third floor.
Oh god.
Third floor. Yeah.
I can't remember where we had all of our stuff happen because when we were there, it was active from the time we started to the time we ended.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several EVPs telling us to get out and doors slamming every place we went pretty much. Wow. And which was, you know, it's kind of like, okay, what are you trying to say? We're not bad people. Come on now.
I know. Cut me a break.
Yeah. That place is off the hook. I loved it so much. I really can't wait to go back.
Yeah. It's a cool joint. It's a cool joint. And they've done a really nice job, like keeping it together and keeping it nice. And
yeah, well, they're fixing it up.
If they could just keep the bats out, I would be real happy.
You know what? We didn't see any bats when we were there.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. The bats are really bad. Yeah.
The bats are bad at Waverly too.
Yeah. Especially downstairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Which Laura hates bats. She'll scream bloody murder. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of anything winged. So.
Oh.
Yeah. There's plenty of various tapes and things of me like diving under tables and throwing coats over my head. That happened at Trans-Allegheny actually, because we were sitting in the break room and one had come down the hallway and came flying in. And of course I'm like sitting on my table. I see this thing come at me and I'd like throw the back of my sweater over my head and like duck under the table. It's hysterical.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not proud of it, but it's funny.
That That makes for great film, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. Oh, and all, of course, all my good friends never let me forget it. They always make sure that we share that often.
Well, you know, of course, because that's what good friends do. That's what everybody's here for, you know?
Yeah.
We always, you know.
Memories.
Laura had an experience at Waverly where she swears it was just a bat that flew into her head. But mm-hmm. I don't think it was, because she said it felt like somebody was tasseling the back of her hair.
Oh.
Like, a bat's not going to do that. Yeah, you're going to know if it's a bat.
And like.
Yeah. And possibly get bit. I'm like, so, yeah. So yeah. I don't think it was a bat, dude. I think some ghost was messing with your hair.
Uh-huh. Was she more worried about it being a bat, or more worried about it might have been a ghost?
More that it
was
a bat.
Which thing made her happy?
Yeah. Ghost-wise, she would be okay with. Bat-wise, not so much.
You have to just convince her that's what it was. Yeah.
They don't bother me. I think they're cute. It's kind of annoying when they start dive bombing at your
lights. That's the problem.
But, yeah.
Where were we? We were somewhere in Ohio.
Okay.
I think we had gone to a couple of places in Ohio a couple of years back, and we were in this one house that had an upstairs room. Uh-huh. And there was several of us in the room, and we had some cameras going and some EVP going. Mm-hmm. And like me and probably two other people were sitting up on the bed, and there was somebody sitting on the floor. It was a very small room. I mean, it literally was like the size of this room.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And something, I don't know if it was a bird. I think it was a bird, had gotten into the house and flew in, and it was flying up in the ceiling.
Oh,
but it was frantic because it was trying to get out. But there was like five or six of us in there.
Oh,
let me be very clear. I hate winged things. I care what it is. Oh, like wings. So this thing is flying around, and me and one other girl, I don't know how we did it, but somehow I did some random weird like backwards slither off the side of the bed around the corner to the part where we were all like army crawling out of the room to get away from this thing that was frantically flying around.
Oh my God.
And the audio is hysterical.
Oh, I can absolutely only imagine. Hysterical. I would love to hear that too, actually. Yeah, if you still have that, you need to send it to me.
I have to find that. I'll have to check with Mary. You know, I feel like my ghost stories are not nearly as fun as my winged animal stories, but.
Well, man, you know, when we're acting fools, that's usually always the best thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We always have a good time. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, you know, when you're a tour guide and when you're a paranormal investigator, people ask you, well, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you? I'm just like, I have to think, because I don't, because I guess I've just seen so much that mm-hmm. you just get kind of numb to it.
Right.
So, you know how like the TV personalities, they have these huge reactions to anything that happens. Whereas people like you and me, you know, you hear a voice, you're just like,
did anybody get that?
Can you say that again? Like, right. Like there's no reaction. So it's totally boring if you're watching it on camera.
Yeah.
You actually hear it. So it's just, it's so hard. I hate when people ask me that question, because it's just like, I can't really tell you, because I mean, there have been a few times when I've been at Mackey's by myself that mm-hmm. I've gotten a little bit scared and went, you know, waited outside for the next group to come in. But mm-hmm. those are few and far between, because I'm used to seeing shadow people. I don't even flinch at those. I just say hi. Because, you know, they're usually just peeking around, seeing what the hell I'm doing.
Right.
Checking me out or whatever. So I'm just like, hey, guys, what's going on? Show up on my camera next time, which they never do.
Right. Can you make this easy for me, please?
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't understand. For those who don't do a whole lot of investigating, it is very difficult to get evidence on camera. Now, you can get audio out the ass.
Yeah.
But getting something to show up on camera is very, very rare, which is mm-hmm. why I think a lot of TV shows have to be faking shit, because you don't go someplace and get something show up on camera every damn time. Doesn't happen.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of magnets they used to get it, but clearly
right.
I don't have that. So yeah,
editing.
Right. I mean, I really think we've only ever had probably those two things that I was talking mm-hmm. about that I've aware of being seen on camera. Everything else is
hard.
Audio or personal, you know, you have your personal experiences and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, with the personal experience, everybody's like, oh, well, you're lying. Well, you weren't there. So I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do this to prove that the paranormal exists, because I believe it does. And I don't care mm-hmm. if you do or not, you know,
right.
It's still something I love to do. I like to capture the evidence because I think it's cool.
Right.
You know, it's fun to play back and be like, man, that's so, I can't believe I that happened while we were there. You know,
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I somehow was lucky enough to get that holy grail of, you know, full body apparition on camera, I would be super happy about that.
Oh, hell yes.
But yeah, it's never going to happen. So,
well, never say never.
Well, I'm not banking on it.
You never know.
When I go, you know, when we go and do these things, obviously that's not what we would love for that to happen, but that's not why we go. And it's not why we do what we do. But, you know, that would be a nice perk.
Just absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Any evidence you catch is always a great perk. But for me, like, I love history, and these buildings, they always have some kind of crazy, really fascinating history behind them. Mm-hmm. You know, the ghosts just happen to be a bonus. So I like the history behind a lot of it.
Like Pennhurst is full of interesting stories. And
I haven't been there yet either. Oh,
yeah. That one's interesting. I've been there 3 times, I think. 2 of the 3 times were, group events where there was like 40 people or more.
Is that the one that's supposed to be have a lot of, I hate to use this term, but like evil spirits in it, like real negative? Didn't a lot of bad things happen there?
Well, so Pennhurst was a school. They called it a school, but it was really an asylum. It's where they would send young adults, children, and people who they just didn't know what to do with, whether they were, you know, had psychiatric problems or they were ill. Some of them were just vagabonds and had no people to take care of them, you know, that kind of thing. So I think you ended up with a lot of various problems.
Right.
And because it was so overcrowded and they didn't have the right kind of care, like that creates all of those things. So you have a lot of people with psychiatric issues, and then they ended up with people with like tuberculosis and all that stuff. Yep. So I think all of that together spurs a lot of that evil, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but mostly just a lot of miserable people, you know, it's a lot of miserable children, a lot of miserable people that died there. So
I've heard people have had some pretty intense experiences there.
Sometimes I think that I like have some kind of block around me where I can never have any super interesting things happen because it's like I repel them somehow.
Well, do you, because when I go with me, I bring in terminated quartz. So it's crystal clear quartz with black tourmaline in it, which is supposed to absorb any kind of negative stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Which I think maybe helps keep bad things away. But I mean, I've had bad things happen. Not, I mean, I've never been harmed.
Right.
I think I've been scratched once, and that's because I dared him to. So he did. Wasn't a very friendly one either. So I probably shouldn't have done that, but I did.
Probably about that guy, yeah.
But I mean, we've been some, because we used to do like private clients' homes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was one, I call it the devil house, because I don't use the term demon very often, because it's very rare for you to come across a demon, like a true demon, demonic spirit. Most of it's just disgruntled.
Angry people.
Yeah, basically. But there was this one house that had land curses on it, like Native American land curses. It had an elemental. Are you familiar with that term? It had an ancient elemental, which this is a kind that isn't good or bad, but it takes on the personality of the energy of the homeowners. And it was picking up the energy of the man who was bipolar. So it was wreaking havoc with his family, and it turns out that they were conjuring shit and had an actual altar set up in the house, and, you know, and they're wondering why bad things are happening, and there's kids involved. The oldest was 12,
inviting all the stuff in.
I have the oldest boy, 12-year-old, on film going into a trance, talking about the shit that's going on in this house. And he drew this symbol, and we actually had brought in a sister team to help us, because we were just overwhelmed with the stuff going on with this place. And he has a friend who does, like, I guess is good with ancient languages and things like that. Well, this was some kind of dead Hebrew language, but it was a symbol for death that this kid drew. And I mean, it's a symbol I'd never seen before.
Right.
And there's no way this kid would know what it was. And then it was so weird. We all had to just be like, look, you know, we really think you guys need to see a therapist as a group, as a family, get your stuff worked out, because the shit's not going to go away until you deal with your problems. Cause it's just feeding off of you guys, and we can't do anything else for you. But I mean, we were with this thing for months, and every time, I kid you not, every time we'd start talking about the place with each other, somebody from that family would text us and ask us to come back. So this thing knew when we were talking about it. And it kind of messed us up for a while.
Yeah, that'll make you nervous.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It really does.
Bit,
yeah, because you might feel like something's following you.
Yeah.
It's a terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we don't really do privates anymore, because it's just.
Yeah, I've only done a couple, like two private homes.
Yeah.
Just because it's just a different, it's a whole different mentality that you have to have going into it.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like you have to have a pretty good understanding of psychology and all these things and things that we're generally just not equipped to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to so carefully talk about possible mental health issues and
yes,
medications and drug use. And like, there's just so many personal things that go along with doing an investigation like that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That it kind of, I don't know. I did it twice and I just feel like, I just don't think I'm qualified for that. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do have a little bit of a background in psychology, so it's easier for me to do stuff like that. But mm-hmm. it's more, we come across more of the ones who think because we're a paranormal team, we have a camera crew that comes with us and you're going to be put on TV.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Gotcha. Or they lie to you about shit. I'm just like, how are we supposed to help you if you won't be honest with what you guys are doing? We have to figure out why things are happening, which means you have to tell us what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, most of the time, because they don't understand that just because we're there doesn't mean activity is going to happen.
Right.
If you're truly having problems, and we always tell them, like, keep a journal
for
an extended amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and then we can keep, come back, because it's not going to be, it can't be a one-time thing, but they only want you in their house one time, and they want to hear all the evidence and all that stuff. I'm like, well, I guess they didn't feel like coming out and playing because we don't have anything. Sorry.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's not true what's happening, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I've had, obviously people know that I do this.
Mm-hmm.
So you always get that group of friends that's like, oh my gosh, you got to come to my house. Mm-hmm. I know this is really haunted and stuff. And, I'll always ask them, so what kind of stuff happens? And mm-hmm. they'll tell me a little bit about it. And I tend to be more, I wouldn't say skeptical, but more analytical about stuff.
You have to be.
Yeah. So, I'm always like, okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to get that journal. Start marking down everything that happens, when it happens, what time of day, who's there, what the temperature,
the weather
is,
outside.
All of the things, and then, do that for like 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then see, do you see patterns, all that kind of stuff. And then once we do all that, call me then. Then we'll talk about it.
They don't want to ever do anything like that. They want you to come in and do everything, all the work and figure it out. And even when we tell people how to cleanse their homes, they don't want to do it. I'm like, dude, I'm not cleaning your house for you. I can give you the tools. This is your house. You need to take responsibility for it. You need to make whatever's there understand this is your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to either leave or leave you alone.
Right.
But people don't want to put the work in. So it's just like, well, I don't know what to do. I told you what to do. So, we just don't mess with it anymore. It's just not, it's too, people are just nuts.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't know what you're going to get when you walk into somebody's home. And you really, it's just a big liability that, God only knows what could happen. And for me, I don't ever claim to be an expert in anything. So
absolutely not.
If you
not
ask me to come to your house, I can't guarantee you I'm going to tell you anything. I'm going to know what, who knows if I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Well, I just want to go and see if I can experience things for myself,
mm-hmm.
And enjoy it, learn about it,
have
things happen. If I can capture stuff, great.
Yeah.
That's what it's about for me. I'm at the point now, that I bring my case of equipment with me and I usually only take out like one thing. at that point
I kind of am too, and like I see all these people who come to Mackey's with this truckloads of equipment. I'm just like, first of all, this is a small place, you don't need all that.
Right,
you really only need a couple hours because it's not that big of a place. If they're not going to mess with you in a couple hours, they're not going to mess with you at all. So
right
you can just pack it up and go home. But what is, speaking of equipment, what do you personally like to use? What is your go-to thing that you use all the time?
It's going to be real disappointing. I usually, at this point, just me.
That is thing. That's one of the things that I get from a lot of people. Like my favorite piece of equipment is myself.
Yeah.
Mine is myself and my digital recorder. I always have that with me.
See, and for a while I was still bringing my record out, but the folks that I go with, mm-hmm. There's always at least two or three of them that have recorders and we'll run them the whole time and they listen live. So I'm always like, if there's something, they're going to hear it at the time. Mm-hmm. We'll catch it. I'm standing right there with you. I'll let you do the one that has to listen to all that stuff. depending on where we're at, like I might use trigger objects or, you know, I have a pyramid that I think is kind of cool.
Oh, cool.
You know, just if we're in a space where, you know, things have been known to walk back and forth, like when we go to, Mansfield up in the, you know, the stacks where the cells are and stuff on the cell blocks, you know, it's fun to set up some cameras and put something in the middle and see what happens and see if you can rattle some cages. But, you know, other than that type of stuff, it's usually just, you know, I'm just there just having experiences and paying attention. And I don't consider myself to be psychic at all, but I do feel like I have some sensitivity. So
I'm an empath.
Yeah. Like, I don't know quite what I consider myself to be, but I definitely feel like there's something.
Yeah.
And I definitely get some vibes and I will go with my gut on those vibes and see what happens. So.
Yeah. You know, I really think a lot of paranormal investigators have some type of sensitivity because I don't know. I mean, it just, I don't know. That's just my opinion, I think.
Yeah.
Because I talked to a lot of people who, a lot of people are empaths that I've, you know, paranormal wise, which, you know, it's a super fun gift to have.
Gotta be careful of your situations on that one.
Oh yeah, you really do. You really kind of have to go and protect in some places because it's easier to get attachments. Now, do you guys have, like for us when we leave a haunted location, the only thing we do is say, you got to stay here, you can't come with us. Do you have any specific things that you do before you leave a place that is reported haunted?
It depends on the place. A smaller place where I feel like I've had interactions of some sort, I might say, okay, see ya. You stay here. I'm going there, you know? This is going to sound really weird, but I'm a big Ouija board fan. I always have been.
I am too, but a lot of people aren't.
Yeah. A lot of people freak out about them or just think they're dumb, but I love them.
Yeah.
So I tend to follow the same. If I'm in a place where I can use it, which a lot of places won't let you bring them in anymore, which to me is silly, but you know, I mean, I don't think it's any different than any other type of communication.
You know what? I agree. Cause a lot of people think, oh, you're going to open a portal and bring stuff in. Well, what do you think you're doing with a digital recorder?
Exactly.
Or telling them to show up on camera. It's the same damn thing.
Yeah. Or change. The only difference is,
Yeah. I mean, the only difference is they're kind of using your energy a little bit to manipulate.
But I think they do that anyway.
Planchet.
I think that's the idea in general. I think there's an energy exchange that happens when activity is happening. Whether it be, you know, your flashlight is, you know, if somebody does the flashlight thing or somebody's like making the, you know, the REM pod go off or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel like there's some energy exchanges that happen regardless. So I don't know. I've just always been a fan of it.
I will say that I think people do, if you don't really know what you're doing, you shouldn't use one because you can create things, but I know how to protect myself when I'm doing it. You know, I create a safe space around the whole thing. So I don't, if there's something demonic, I don't have anything to do with it. But like, as I've, you know, I've been doing this since I was 15, I've come across one demonic spirit and that's actually been within the last couple of years. And I knew it was, I couldn't tell that it was a demonic spirit, but we have a, one of the friends we kind of consult with, she's a psychic medium. She's really, she's like very, very legit and amazing at what she can do. And we were, have you ever heard of the Dollhouse? It used to be in Indiana.
It sounds familiar. Yes.
They actually closed it. But what it was is this couple had, I guess inherited this small little house, but they had been collecting haunted dolls, dolls that had spirits attached to them. I hate dolls to begin with, which is really strange why I even went to this place.
It's not the place where you should have gone.
Yeah, no, it was terrifying, but they had this one doll in this glass cage. Didn't have anything that they said that there was a demonic spirit attached to it. They didn't have it caged at all. Like there was nothing to keep this thing from getting out and, you know, causing havoc. It was just in a glass case. It wasn't like, you know, protected by anything at all. So we had my friend come in and we always, you know, she does a, we'll do a walkthrough like on Facebook, you know, Messenger or whatever with her. And she can see things just over the phone. And she got to the doll and I'm like, and we didn't say anything. She's like, that actually does have a demonic spirit attached to it. Cause one of us was going to sleep in the room. She's like, don't do that. because it's just going to mess with your dreams. So, and it was really, I mean, the room was very, very heavy. You know, you could feel something in that room, but I actually took holy water and sprayed it all the way around the case. And then I put salt all the way around the case.
Whatever's in there, just staying in there for the night.
it did too. And we had so much fun in that house. Like it stopped being heavy and we were laughing and goofing off and having a good time. So that thing was probably pissed the hell off. Although I can't believe those people actually did that. I don't know why people want haunted objects, but you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't do things in my house. You know, my house is my sanctuary.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them that close. Yeah, I need it. Yeah. Somewhere else.
Yeah, I believe in earthbound spirits and then what I call spirits that are of the light, like ones that have already crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
Those, I don't care if they come in my house because it's usually like my loved ones or whatever who you know, come checking in and say, hey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Earthbound spirits, no, I have a boundary. So the only ones that can get in are of the light and that's fine. But even then, I'm just like, stop waking me up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Can we have this conversation at a reasonable hour?
Right. I mean, I've literally had them come sit on my bed and I could feel the bed go down mm-hmm. as I sat on it. I'm like, no, this is, I don't care who you are. Wait till I'm awake.
Right. Do you not know what time it is?
Get the hell off my bed. Oh,
too funny.
Yeah. You got to have boundaries with this stuff. Definitely. I'm not these people who like, there's this one, he's a cool kid. He's young. I think he's like 22. At Kalani Ghost Hunter. He's like a super influencer on TikTok. He's got like a couple million followers and everything.
Hmm.
And I met him. Mackie's too. And he came on and did an episode, but he's like, oh yeah, I invite him to come back to my house. I'm like, dude, why would you do that? You know, you have a wife and if you guys have kids, don't be doing that shit. That's dumb.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
I can't stand for people to do that. I'm like, why invite something like that? And then it can later cause you a problem because you don't know who you're inviting back to your house.
Right. Cause just because you think they're being friendly does not mean that's who they are. So
exactly. It's just like some of those spirits who like to pretend to be kids just to get you to drop your guard. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know who you're really talking to. So you do have to have a sense of, you know, keeping your boundaries up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But hey, it's not my house. So
yeah, I live there.
I feel for his wife.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. He's a cool guy. He does a lot of really cool stuff. I just don't agree with doing that.
Sounds like he's young and has a lot to learn probably.
Yeah. You know, he's only been doing this for a year or two. So I'm just like, son, you're going to find out the hard way, but you know, I hope it's okay.
No doubt.
Oh, girl. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I've had a blast chatting
this
with you.
It's been fun.
It's been a long time. So
It has been too long.
We're going to do something that Pennsylvania one I was telling you about. I will send you the information on that. And then, you've got to come with us because
I'm down.
There's 20 buildings. We're never going to see anybody. We can have a building to ourselves all night if we want. So
that sounds fantastic. I'm definitely in. Let me know.
Absolutely. You told us how to get in touch with you or like listen to your podcast. Is there a way to get in touch with like Triad Spirit Investigators or you particular, somebody wants to reach out to you? I mean, you don't have to give information about you personally, but team wise, if you want to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, we're on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Triad Spirit Investigations. You can find us there. Dark Sun Rising has a Facebook page, a Twitter page. You can always find me on Facebook. So I'm there. Vicky Ricket. You can find me. I'll be glad to direct you to wherever you need.
Well, girl, thank you so much for coming on again tonight. I really appreciate you.
It has been a blast. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again. You're going to have to come on my show soon.
Oh, girl, do you say the word? I'm there.
All right. Let's work it out.
All right. Thanks, girl.
Thanks, Manny.
Thank you for listening to Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production.